Information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Dr. Holly Lucille, or as we know her just plain, Holly, is out educating the public, training the physicians of tomorrow. So you have little old me today, and I am going to try and carry the boat for the both of us. And we are talking about enjoying your gluten-free, wheat-free, soy-free, white sugar-free, corn-free, peanut-free, dairy-free brownie. What's in it? What could possibly be left? Sonar, our director, can you maybe just text me over to my phone what is in this brownie? Is like, what's making it brown? What is possibly doing it? And where we're going with this is kids and allergies. And what we're finding is that we're having to pull more and more allergens out. And then people feel that they're safe. And we're going to break that myth. Gluten is a problem. Wheat is a problem. Soy is a problem. White sugar, corn, all of these things can be problems. But the answer is, the question is why? I mean, our kids and allergies are just exploding. And now what's coming out for allergies? Tapioca starch? How could they be? You know, rice allergy? Wait a second. That's the stuff that we put into the brownie that because we've taken everything out. Well, I am going to, in the words of wonderful Dr. Holly Lucille, I am going to demystify this for you. And I'm going to explain why our kids have so many allergies compared to when we were kids. Here's why. It has to do with repeated eating. Now, if I woke up in the morning and I had blueberries and I had, let's see, some fat-free yogurt, and then at lunch I ate maybe a nice salad with some chicken breast on it. And at dinner, I had brown rice with, let's say some vegetables. And again, maybe a piece of salmon with that. A non-genetically modified salmon, I would like to add to that. That sounds like a great diet. So let's say that I ate that diet for 2 weeks. And then I went in to see Dr. Holly Lucille. And I said, Holly, my stomach hurts and I bloated and I'm run down. And I tell her what I eat. And she's going to be like, well, that's great. But Decker, how often are you eating it? And I'll say, well, listen, I'm eating this every day. This is a hypoallergenic diet. Holly is going to say to me, because she's very smart, Decker, you're allergic to salmon and blueberries and white rice. And yes, and here's the deal. What you eat, you can become allergic to. It is harder to become allergic to chicken. It is harder to become allergic to rice. It is harder to become allergic to blueberries. But if you eat them every day, you will become allergic to them. Now let's get back to our subject. What's going on with our kids and allergies? Have you looked at formula lately? What is our source of protein for a lot of kids' formulas? Either gluten, or it'll be like a dairy source of protein. It'll be like a dairy source or a wheat source and a gluten, excuse me. Or if they're allergic to that, then they come in with their lowering allergy soy formula. Look at what's in kids' foods. Look at what's in a lot of fast foods. Wheat, corn, soy, and dairy. Wheat, corn, soy, and dairy by themselves are not evil allergens that want to give your kids asthma and allergies. What they are is they're being eaten all the time. Why? Because they're cheap. Gluten is a very inexpensive way to bring the protein level up in foods. Really inexpensive. Wheat, people think wheat, they think of whole grains, but it's also very inexpensive. Soy, another cheap way to get our protein up. We learned this from the dog industry. The dog food used to contain a lot of gluten as their source of protein. What do you see in the dog world? You see gluten-free. You're seeing grain-free. But look what's happening. We're going to start causing as many problems here. My daughter, my three-year-old, she doesn't eat gluten. When she does, she also has behavioral issues, and that's something for another day. She doesn't eat white sugar, but she eats a lot of rice. Everything's rice-based. And with that rice has constipated her. And also they use a lot of tapioca starch and some other things in there. She's developed sensitivities to it. So what do we have to do? We have to rotate our diets. This is absolutely key. Rule number one about treating humans with illnesses and allergies. Humans are creatures of habit. When Holly and I are on the phone, what are we talking about? We're talking about a patient. We're talking about whatever. We are talking about how to express to patients the need to break their habits. I am telling you, I have patients with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, heart problems coming to me, and they're eating a completely hypoallergenic diet. And they write it down for a week, and they're eating almost the same thing every day in different versions. They'll have chicken breast. They'll have chicken kebab. They'll have this, and they're eating it every day. They're going to become sensitive to the chicken. I have patients now on paleo diets, no grains at all, no beans, which I disagree with. But what do I find that they're eating? The same things every day, the same kind of protein powders. You have to rotate your food. So let's give an example of what I did with my daughter. So she's 3 years old, and she started to get sensitive to some of these things. Number one is we mixed some other grains in with her rice cereal in the morning. So we mixed some multi-grain stuff in that was as low gluten as possible, along with a little of the rice, and now we are rotating her breakfast cereal. Another thing, we were in the habits of just giving her grapes every day. She loves them, eating grapes every day, sometimes blueberries. Now we're in the process of expanding her to some strawberries and into some different fruits. And what has she done? She's responded. Her bowels are moving much better. She's no longer constipated. And, you know, she's a little fussy because let's face it, when kids like something, man, it's nice to just keep them giving them the same thing. We'll do it with fast food. Hey, you know what? I've worked 12 hours a day. It was absolutely brutal. I fought with my boss. I'm just going to go through the drive-through, and then they eat, and then it's done, and it's easy, and it's cheap, and it's fine. But again, fast food is one of the worst things because there is so much soy, there is so much wheat, there is so much dairy that's all mixed in it, they keep getting it. Now, I want to touch on why the generations have been so much. When I was little, I was raised on breast milk, and then I went to formula, then to regular food. I had a very short time of formula, and it wasn't dominated by wheat, corn, and soy. There was a variety of things in there, including mineral and nutrients. Nowadays, kids are not breastfeeding as much. They're going right to these formulas, and what are the first three ingredients you see? Gluten, dairy products, and soy. So allergies take about 3 years to develop, generally. I live in Arizona. It took me about, you know, I'm like, wow, my allergies back from the Midwest are gone. But 3-4 years later, boom, I'm sneezing left and right because it took a few years. With kids, you may not see it at birth. Now, you might see sensitivity. They might have diarrhea. They might have pain in the stomach. They might be irritable. Listeners, these are issues that are going to tell you that they're going to have the gut and allergy problems later. So let me give you some of those symptoms again. Let's say your baby is fussing over its formula, won't sleep at night, or the baby's now 2, 2.5, able to tell you what's wrong. Their tummy hurts, or they're bloated. You notice after it. Or here's another thing, that after they get their formula, their behavior changes. Our daughter, our 3-year-old, when she gets some sugar, which has been very rare, her brain changes. It literally does. That sensitivity will then be one problem, and then the allergy is going to come on top of it. So let's summarize what we're going to do. First of all, you need to enjoy your gluten-free, wheat-free, soy-free, white sugar-free, corn-free, peanut-free, dairy-free brownie. You do need to enjoy that. But the whole key to avoiding food allergies with kids and adults is not, I repeat, not being a creature of habit. You have to rotate your foods. If you type into the internet, food rotation diet, you will find numerous symptoms. So if you are going to avoid food allergies and you're going to keep your kids healthy, you're going to have to rotate their foods, try new things, get 3 or 4 different vegetables or fruits, put it out in front of them and see what they like. Rotate their foods, and that'll help your kids stay well at Radio MD.